the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association meeting today here in Stillwater at the Magruder Plot. Dr. Brian Arnall, OSU Plant and Soil Sciences Professor, is the first one on the agenda. So what are you going to be telling us today?
So we're really going to go through the Magruder Plots and the history. This is one of the longest long-term fertility trials in the North America. It's the oldest west of the Mississippi River, specifically when it comes to wheat. So these plots were established in 1892. They were on campus and then moved in the 60s. And on these plots, we can walk through a lot of interesting aspects. Is one, they were established before statistics. So now you hear on the wheat variety trial, CV and replication, and it's not good. These were put before we had statistics, modern statistics, so there's no replicates. But we have plots on here that have been non-fertilized since the prairie was broke out in 1892. Still cutting 10 to 15 bushel wheat yields off of that non-fertilized plot. We found blue-green algae in there and cyanobacteria that create nitrogen naturally that can't be found anywhere outside of the plot. We also have a plot that has been only manure, so beef feedlot manure, since the early 1900s. So it could be deemed a organically fertilized plot. And we've been able to compare that to nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium applied to commercial products and lime. And so we'll really go through what we've learned from this 127-year-old study and the interesting aspects from it.
And how cool is it to kind of go back throughout the years and look at all the different things that you found?
Oh, it's so neat. So we just we're about to publish a paper now looking at year one, year two, and year three of using beef feedlot manure. There are almost no studies in the world that look at use of manures over a 3 to 6 year time frame. Well, you got to think about our environment. Our environment changes drastically from 1 year to the next. So we have 40 cycles of manure over 4 year period that we can look at across environments and say, okay, this is what we should expect in year one, two, and three, and four, and compare that to what we're making recommendations on.
And how important is it for not just you guys, but students to kind of go through this and learn the history of basically the story this soil is telling?
So I think that's the biggest aspect. And long-term fertility trials have been, we've lost dozens across the U.S. because of funding issues. And so the ability to go here, and we don't only have Magruder plots. We have the plots at Lahoma. We have plots at Altus. We have plots in Stillwater. They're all over 50 years old. And so we can see the change in genetics. We can see the change in environment, and so much to go back on and learn from. And it's such a wealth of data. And bringing the students out here, and we have random visitors just show up to these plots on any given day just wanting to look at them because it's on the National Historic Register.
And of course, this year, with the year of drought and all kinds of things, what do you expect to be seeing?
A lot of people sitting on their thumbs waiting to figure out what to do, right? I'm working on a blog right now because soil tests are going to come back really high because we've had so much movement upwards in the soil profile. I'm in a wait and see boat. I mean, I'm scared to put in seed in a lot of ground right now because we have no subsoil moisture. So if we get a little rain, it'll germ and be done. We got some good rains in the southwest, desperately needed those. But I just looked at the deep soil profile and we're still dry at 2 foot. We've got moisture at 10 inches, which is a win, but at 2 foot, we don't have anything. So, you know, I look at our grazing wheat. We need 6 to 8 inches of rainfall if we're going to have wheat forage. And then even on grain only, we have time. But, man, we got to fill that profile somehow and do it sooner than later.
So is that about the best plot, the one in the southwest that you're seeing right now?
You know, as far as soil moisture goes, our southwest with those rains last week, that's our best looking as far as soil moisture goes. We have a couple pockets. I was up in Homestead the other day, and they have a layer of moisture because they got a heavy rain a couple weeks ago. Is dry top had moisture from like 2 inches to 6 inches, but then below 6 inches is dry again. So we're working off this band of moisture, and it's kind of risky.
Well, thanks for visiting with us.
Thank you, Casey.
I'll let you get-